welcome to Stories Podcast. I'm your host, Amanda Weldon. Today's story is called Ginny the Red Cat Fox, an original story written for you by Crystal Skillman, a playwright and fictional podcast writer. Stay tuned for more information about Crystal and her work at the end of the story. If you would like to support Stories Podcast and get every episode ad-free and a week early, subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or your Apple Podcast app. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. We also have Stories Podcast merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, and now we're on Cameo. Check us out over there if you'd like to get a personal video message for someone special. And don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast. If you send us a drawing of your favorite scene or character, we'll share it on our feed. Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, there's so many worlds you can explore.
Like Hyrule, where I can fight enemies and save the kingdom with Link.
That sounds adventurous.
Or my very own island in Animal Crossing New Horizons, where I can fish whenever I want.
Whoa, look at the size of that thing! You can find even more worlds to explore on the Nintendo Switch system. Games rated E to E10+. Games and systems sold separately.
Thanks. Enjoy the episode. Ginny the Red Cat Fox. There are many cats in the world, but there is only one bright red cat in the suburbs of London. London, dear listeners, is a magical city, and Ginny is one special cat. She's 92 years old, 19 in cat years, and lives on the 10th floor of 210 Parlor Street in a suburb called Southwark, about 1,000 paw steps away from the River Thames. Ginny had already had many lives before she was adopted at the age of 7. Once a Tin Pan Alley cat, she heard great musicians play drums each morning, and just a few years later, she was an offy cat at the delicious Borough Market, where she was fed sardines twice a day. Once, she was even a circus cat at Waterloo and worked the high cat trapeze. But now, Ginny is an indoor cat. It's nice, but not particularly exciting. You see, Ginny's owners are overly protective of Ginny, especially now in her old age. "Our Ginny cat needs vitamins for her joints," the well-intentioned couple would say. "She sits at the window all day, won't play with that ball of yarn in front of her nose, not to mention she seems to forget when mealtime is these days. She's lucky we're here to take care of her." But that's not how Ginny sees herself. Ginny was tired of playing with yarn. It's true Ginny hated taking her vitamins, but who doesn't? Ginny, in the afternoons, would watch the striped twin kittens in the window next door bounce around.
"It's too bad that you're so old, Ginny Cat. Look at what fun we have."
Ginny would watch as the twin kittens foolishly chased their tails.
"Rubbish, I'm not old. I feel 9 cat lives young," Ginny would purr. "I yearn for a cat venture."
Then, later that very night, Ginny heard something she'd never heard in all her cat years on the streets of London. It sounded like this.
"Yep, yep, yep."
It was coming from the courtyard below.
"Yep."
Ginny raced to the window, and in the moonlight she saw a glimpse of red fur. Like her, but different.
"Oh, a fox," Ginny mewed to herself. "A baby fox."
It's true. The foxes had moved into the neighborhood long ago. Because more humans were moving into places like where Ginny lived, foxes found they could live in suburbs too. They were their new neighbors, and it wasn't uncommon to see foxes roam the street. But all the pets in the building, the gerbil on the 2nd floor, the beagles on the 5th, even the other humans were afraid of the foxes. Those sassy twin-striped kittens who lived next door were often heard gossiping in their little window.
"Beware the tricky red fox, which roam under the moon in the night.
scare us with its looming teeth and giant shadow. The fox is not a foe you'd want to meet. Stay safe behind your window. Beware the tricky red fox. Now, from Ginny's many years of snuggling up with her owners, as they mindlessly watched telly spitting out stories of the queen and the royal family, or eavesdropping on the chatty, chittering mice in the cupboard, ridiculous stories about the moon being made of cheese, Ginny suspected that folks make up stories about the unknown. Ginny also knew that even when you're scared, you must find a way to be brave. And most of all, Ginny knew that all babies need their mothers. She needed to help that baby fox crying down below now.
Yep, yep, yep.
Ginny pushed her roly-poly, furry, fluffy body out of the window, barely squeezing out onto the fire escape, only to look down, 10 floors below. Ginny's fur froze in fear. But then she remembered when she was a circus kitty at her ringmaster's feet. What cat is afraid of falling? Ginny scoffed. I will always land on my feet. Crickety crick, the half-blind Ginny found her way down step by step, even with her achy joints. Maybe those vitamins are a good idea. But never mind. Soon enough, Ginny's paws pounced down on the courtyard cobblestone below. Suddenly, Ginny heard a whimpering in the grass next to the brick wall of her building under a street lamp. She followed the sound until she saw a huge black fox. Even Ginny was scared for a moment until she realized it had no eyes. Oh, it's just a shadow, silly, Ginny scolded herself. Look underneath. She did. And huddled there, hidden in the grass by the wall, was a very teeny tiny baby fox. Oh, you scared me, little fox.
Who are you?
My name is Ginny Cat. Tell me, where is your mummy, little fox? Ginny purred. The baby fox whispered.
I was running and playing and ran off and I don't know.
Ginny scratched her head, thinking, well, your mummy needs to hear your cry like I did. She must be too far away to hear you.
But I'm too small. I wish I was big like you.
Ginny spotted some rubbish on the grass. A large, empty sardine can. Like a flash, Ginny remembered her days as a cat at the market. With her nose, she rolled the can over. Now, little fox, Ginny cooed. I need you to be brave and yip as loud as you can.
As loud as I can?
You bet. The baby fox took in a big breath and then let out a
yippee!
The fox's voice echoed off the can and through the yard. And quick as lightning, Ginny saw a flash of red approaching. A young and spry vixen fox. This must be the mother. Ginny's clever trick worked. But before the little baby fox's mother could reach her child, two young and arrogant dogs, those obnoxious beagles from the fifth floor, were coming right at them. The mama fox crouched and hid. Oh, Ginny had to think fast. She ran in front of the puppies. Cheerio, chaps. Fancy a game of chase?
Out of the way, cat. We're not after you. We're on a fox hunt.
Woof. We dogs keep the neighborhood safe.
Ginny thought quickly. But I am a fox. Can't you tell from my shiny red coat?
Well, even if you are, we're not afraid of you.
You're old. You barely has any teeth or sharp claws.
Why should we listen to you, Granny?
But then a deep voice came from around the brick wall.
Because she's not alone.
Only Ginny could see that the baby fox had cast her large shadow on the wall and was shouting again into the tin can.
Yip!
And those silly dogs yelped in fear and sped away faster than Ginny could shout out, Brilliant! Ginny cackled with delight as the mother fox ran over to her baby cub. Reunited.
Mummy! Darling, you were so brave! Mummy, my voice was too soft, but I found it can be strong.
Did you? Well, I was scared, but my friend Ginny Cat showed I could be brave. Yes, your friend Ginny is very clever. I'm very grateful to her.
Oh, think nothing of it.
But the baby fox's mother had one last question. Tell me, Ginny Cat, why did you help us? Everyone in the neighbourhood is scared of foxes.
Well, Ginny mused and mewed, the way people and pets see things may not be the way they truly are, or how they see themselves.
Ginny Cat, purred back the mama fox, I consider you an honorary fox yourself.
Ginny nuzzled her new fox friends as she said goodbye and began the long climb up the fire escape to home. Her legs and paws were tired, but she took it step by step. Ginny was almost out of breath when she felt the loving arms of her owners lifting her inside. The couple scolded her for a minute, but she could tell they were impressed.
"Oh, Ginny the acrobat," they cried proudly.
And from next door, Ginny could hear the twin kittens at their window singing in glee.
"Hooray, Ginny the red cat fox. She uses her quick wit in the night. A master of tunicans and circus arts. Ginny is a friend you'd want to meet. With such brave heart and quick smarts. Hooray, Ginny the fox."
The end. Today's story, Ginny the Red Cat Fox, was an original story written for you by Crystal Skillman. Crystal Skillman is a playwright and fictional podcast creator. She is the co-author of King Kirby, about Jack Kirby, the co-creator of the Marvel Universe, out from Broadway Podcast Network, and author of the Cli-Fi play Rain and Zoe Save the World, which just premiered in London. You can find her at Crystal Skillman on all social media or drop her a line at crystalskillman.com. This is how she dedicated the story. For my dear listeners, those who are wise in age are always young in their hearts. Today's story was edited and produced for you by Andrew Martin and performed for you by me, Amanda Weldon. If you would like to support Stories Podcast, you can leave us a 5-star review on iTunes, get ad-free episodes and early access when you subscribe to our Wondery Plus Kids feed on iTunes or Apple Podcasts, check out all of our merch available at storiespodcast.com/shop, commission a special video on Cameo, follow us on Instagram at Stories Podcast, or simply tell your friends about us. We wanted to let all of you know that we've just launched our official YouTube channel at youtube.com/storiespodcast. If you've ever wanted to read along with us, these videos are just for you. They feature the text of the stories nice and big on the screen, with each word highlighted as I read it, so you can match up the way it looks with the way it sounds. YouTube also lets you change the play speed, so depending on your level, you can slow down the narration to follow along. They're great for new readers, storybook time, English language learners, and even just for listening. And in the future, we plan on adding more read-alongs, some live storytime readings, Q&As, and more. Check it out at youtube.com/storiespodcast. Thanks for listening. Hey, Prime members. You can listen to Stories Podcast ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts. Grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.